going to go to the Riverside now with Jack and the team. Jack.
Hello, thanks very much, Mike. Yes, we've reached the sharp end of the competition now, and that means that we've got a slightly different commentary theme this time. We've got Emma down at Grassy who's joined us. Thank you very much, Emma. We've got Rhiannon by the Railway Bridge, Ellie at First Place Corner, and Jenny at Disson, and I'm slightly on the long reach as well. So, yeah, it's an interesting division in this one. I'll give a couple of predictions before throwing down to Ellie for a rundown. Clare W1 probably going to be bumped by Keys W1. Also, Newnham W1 on first and third W1. That's going to be an interesting one. Newnham W1 were very close to first and third yesterday, but they, well, I think first and third, their words were we let off a bit. So I think Newnham will find it hard to catch first and third. But Ellie, down at first post, can you give us a rundown of the division, please?
Hi, Jack. Yeah, the starting count has actually just gone off, so I'll do it whilst they're coming down the river towards me. Downing are just coming along in front of me now, followed by Emma, W1, Claire, Keys, Jesus, first and third, Newnham, Christ, Lady Margaret, Pembroke, Queens, Peterhouse, followed by Girton, St. Cat, Churchill, Trinity Hall, Selwyn, and the sandwich vote in this one is Medwards. Now, what I can see so far, they're all very nicely spaced at the top of this division. Emma will be looking to catch Downing here as they've bunched every day so far, and they'll be looking to try and get headship, but at the moment, it doesn't look like that's likely. And they're also being chased quite closely by Clare, but Clare themselves are currently, Keys are only about 2 lengths away from Clare at the moment, so that might be one to watch further down the river. Jesus, who are chasing Keys, are quite a few lengths back. At the moment, it doesn't look like they're going to be catching up with Keys anytime soon. And then just behind Jesus, we've got first and third, who again, they're quite evenly spaced. All the boats are taking a very, very fine line around first post corner here. I think they're all trying to do everything they can now. They're putting in everything they've got. It's definitely hotting up into a very close competition. Coming past me now, we've got Newnham, and they're followed by Christ. And again, everything at the moment is still quite evenly spaced. Is anything going on down at Grassy, Emma? Emma.
Hello, Emma. Hi, so I'm here at Grassy Corner, and we just have Downey W1 back just now. You can probably see the pass party going. So they're getting very close to the inside corner of Grassy Corner going into Long Reach. But they still look to be on with the male following behind them. Just behind that, then, we have Claire W1. They're about to post behind Emma, but Keys is closing in on them. There's about half a boat between them, standing around and seeing where Keys are. It's all getting very excited here on Grassy. We have lots of supporters on the boats here. And we also have a bunch of geese in the river, which is fun. It is an eighth of a boat length between it, with Claire and Keys, and they look set to bump as they turn the corner to go just in front of the plough. The geese are missing it now. Wider turn around the corner.
Ellie?
Probably the whistle coming up behind as well.
I've just seen Peterhouse being followed by Girton. Oh, I've not seen Lady Margaret or Pembroke. So I don't know whether there might have been a bump there, but that's unconfirmed. I can't see from here, but I will find that out for you later on. Is there anything else going on further down the course, Jack?
To Jenny?
So, yeah, we'll just throw Jenny.
Emma has got whistles on Downing, but they're still looking quite away at the moment. I think maybe slightly ambitious whistles, maybe about a length away though. And Emma looked like they've taken the corner well though, but so do Downing. So it'll be interesting to see what happens around the corner. To Jack? Oh, to Jenny.
Jenny.
Am I still with Emma? Jenny. Keys now have overlap on Claire. There's about to be a bump any minute now. The torch is looking behind them. Are they getting some speed? I think Jack might have to take over from here, but the torch should be conceding any minute now. There's a huge overlap, constant whistles. Can you see now?
Emma?
I can see the boats coming around now, but Emma, have you got anything on Grassy at the moment?
Yes, on Grassy at the moment. I have just seen a
to Jack.
Grassy Corner. Jack.
Jenny. Jack, LMBC, I'm back.
Can you see on Ditton Corner?
LMBC has just Trice W1, they just put over to side now to clear the river, that's the Highland Bush. Fantastic result. So LMBC, so Trice,
Jack.
They LMBC has finally dropped down and over to Jack now.
So yeah, Jack? I did predict earlier on that Keys W1 were probably going to catch Claire W1. That has happened just after Ditton Corner. They've managed to catch them.
Oh,
as a long read kind of piece that has been by those coming round. W1 and Emma W1 at the top of the division. They look like they're good to row over. I've just got Jesus and Bird coming past me. Jenny, what's happening at Ditton?
Jenny. Gerton W1 has just bumped. And they've bumped up on Peterhouse W1. They just receded and put into side now. So that was around this and corner just as they came onto the reach. We are now got cats running past me now. They're looking quite strong. Great blade to work from the ladies. And they've got Churchill W1 behind them, but there's a good sort of two lengths. So cats are looking strong for a row over today. So Jack, what can you see?
So I said that first and third might be turning up the heat today. They seem to be closing down on Jesus W1. That's going to be something that goes into the back end of long reach. Emma at Grassy, what can you see?
Hi, so just going to ask you,
Rhiannon
Edwards W1, they're taking photos. There are no pits between them. That looks like
Rhiannon.
Owen and Trinity Hall have bumped each other just before Grassy Corner. Rhiannon?
Emma and Downing have just passed me.
Okay.
Emma, probably outside station on Downing. They're moving towards the finish line. It doesn't look like there's going to be a change in headship today, but there's still a little bit of course left. And Emma might have started gaining recently. Can you see anything more down on Ditton?
No, I've got Maya Woods sort of rowing past me now, and they were the sandwich boat of today, so they bumped up. And they're looking quite strong, but they haven't got anyone to sort of pursue. Back over to Jack, what can you see on the reach?
So I'm just having the last competitive boat row past me now. Some cats W1 have just gone past, who are being chased by Churchill W1. There's about a two boat legs behind them. I haven't seen Trinity Hall W1 or Selwyn W1 yet, so I think they probably have bumped.
Rhiannon.
But for the moment, it's probably getting really hot up at Rhiannon, at the top by the railway bridge. What can you see?
All the boats look pretty much on station. Jesus, Fat and Noonan just went past. Quite a long distance between Noonan and Fat, and then between Fat and Jesus. Doesn't look like there are going to be any bumps at the top of the division between these three. Can you see anything else on the reach, Jack?
Well, I'm just having the sandwich boat, Murray Edwards W1, rowing past me now. They've got a long, long row home. Churchill W1 may be catching some cats W1. We're not quite sure on that one yet. That one, if that does happen, that's happening just after the kink. But Ellie, back at the start, have you got anything to add?
Hi, yeah, so I said there were quite a few boats missing earlier, and they must have been some pretty early bumps because I'm only on first post corner. I've seen Queen is just rowed past me with its foliage, so they must have bumped Pembroke W1, and that's currently unconfirmed. And Selwyn also currently rowing back down the river with foliage, so I think they may have bumped Trinity Hall as well. Emma, is anything else going on at Grassy?
Rhiannon?
Yes, just to grasp out there, we have Gerton W1.
Rhiannon?
They're quite substantial up there, grinning as always. Rhiannon?
St. Cat's just rowing ahead of Churchill right now. They're about two lengths ahead. Doesn't look like Churchill are going to get them. Oh, St. Cat's have passed the finish line. They rowed over ahead of Churchill. Beautifully.
So Jack?
Okay, so
Emma, do you want to call some provisional results on that division?
I'm unsure about some of the results of the division, Jack, so do correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks right now that we're going to call it as Downing W.
Okay.
Emmanuel W. Downing over. Claire Hughes, Jesus, Sack and Newnham all rowing over. Is that correct?
Claire W1 got bumped by Keys W1 just after Ditton Corner, but Jesus W1 first and third and Newnham did all row over.
Right. FMTC bumping up on Christ W, Queen's bumping up on Pembroke, Girton bumping up on Peterhouse, the Cats and Churchill were in a bit of a rift right towards the end of both of those rowed over. Selwyn W1 and Trinity Hall W1 from Cook. Murray Edwards got the most votes on Christ W. That's how it stands for Riverside. We did have quite a bit of fun.
Thank you to the commentary.
When Peterhouse and Peterhouse were chasing after each other.
To Jack. So, thank you very much to the commentary team on that one. So, Emma, the battle goes into the final day as they look for their first headship since 2004. Downing looking to retain their headship that they last won in 2012. They lost it to Clare last year. Clare W1, having won headship last year, are on for spoons tomorrow. Looking further down the division, Pembroke W1 look on for spoons tomorrow. That's going to be one to watch. Girton W1 look on for blades tomorrow. Another one to look out for. And finally, one other boat to look out for tomorrow. Trinity Hall W1 look on for spoons. So that is the W1 division. I will throw back to the studio and Mike.
Well, very exciting stuff. All eyes on Emma then.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the Maybumps coverage on Cam FM.
Maybumps. Maybumps.
Cam FM.
Let's get a results update then for W1 Riverside. Hello.
Hi there. So I've got confirmed results in now. From the top of the division to the bottom. Downing rode over, Emma rode over, Keys bumped Claire, Jesus rode over, first and third rode over, Newham rode over, LMBC bumped Christ, Queen bumped Pembroke, Girton bumped Peterhouse, St. Cat's rode over, Churchill rode over, Selwyn bumped Tithall, and Murray Edwards rode over.
Thank you very much.
One, two. Rowing in the Maybumps, everyone has a role to play. It's all about the people playing to individuals' natural strengths, going out there and showing what you've got.
At EY, we think everyone has got what it takes. It's why our graduate and undergraduate opportunities let you use your strengths in ways that come naturally to you. In tax, corporate finance, audit or advisory.
Get ready. Applications for all EY programmes open on the 1st of July.
Learn more at ey.com/uk/careers. EY, proud sponsors of Maybumps coverage on Cam FM.